The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning, all. 4 minutes past nine. It's Thursday morning, the 26th of September 2019. We're here till 10 o'clock. Our text number is 51551. You can email Ryan at RTE.ie. I don't know why I said email, but I think it's because there are a few stories today about Alexa, the thing that you shout in the machine. I don't understand Alexa and how it works. I'm not going to lie to you. And I know that I'm in the... It's a lonely road, not being technically savvy in 2019. But I knew I was in trouble when my beloved and dear mother tried to explain to me what it was on the phone yesterday morning on my way to work. She said, I've got this thing. I said, what is it? It's called an Echo Dot something. Now, she wouldn't be Johnny Technical, but she has her head around this. How does it work? You shout out, Alexa, is it going to rain today? And what else do you do? Oh, well, you just, Alexa, how do you make a porter cake? And these sort of things come. Apparently, Alexa talks back to, I don't know how it works. But she tells me it's brilliant. Somebody else tells me it'll help you do your homework. If you know that tricky thing when the kids are doing maths and you go, I can't admit it, but I don't know how to help you. Or Irish. And maybe this thing will do the job. And Alexa, I'd like to hear some Elvis. And up comes an Elvis track. Something like that. Don't really get it. And then when we talk about it on the show like this, people text in and say, every time you say Alexa, the machine goes bonkers and so on and so forth. But it seems that a couple in New York, or Milwaukee as it happens, said that hackers broke into their home devices and raised the thermostat and blasted vulgar music through the wireless electronics. You can do that now. So if you have an Alexa and suddenly starts playing some crazy music, Korn or one of these, Limp Bizkit or one of these kind of crazy styles, or indeed Rammstein, you know, that's because you've been hacked. It's hardly what you want. You want to listen to your Andrew Lloyd Webber greatest hits, and suddenly Rammstein are coming through. That's what happened. You've been hacked. But if you want a nice voice on your machine, you can use Samuel L. Jackson and other celebrities. They're all lending their voices to Amazon's Alexa devices in a new feature that'll be available as a 99-cent upgrade. How about that? Other celebrity voices will be added next year. The company has recently amped up its affiliations with A-listers in its marketing efforts for Alexa, including Super Bowl ads featuring the likes of Harrison Ford, Cardi B and Anthony Hopkins. I'd like Anthony Hopkins as my GPS Alexa voice. What a gorgeous little Welsh inflection on his tones. Beautiful. Anyway, I don't know if I want to get into the world of Alexa, but if I do, I'll keep you posted. I'll catch up later on. Story of my life. Catch up with you sometime. The singer Ariana Grande is in town still. And she was in Donnybrook having lunch or dinner. And Sandra Mallon tells us in the Irish Daily Star today that she was in a party mood in Dublin. She went to a hardware shop to buy a piñata. And the shop she went to was in Crumlin. I know it, actually. Expert Hardware. Little shop, but one of those lovely shops that say that you go in and it's like an Aladdin's cave. Everything from a mousetrap to a fly swat and some nails. You know one of those shops? Get lost in them looking at stuff you don't need and coming out with bundles of things you don't want. But still happy that you went in. They're great. And they're not owned by anybody with an office in London. They're owned by the guy who lives probably upstairs or two doors down. Like that. Like those ones. Anyway, she went into that shop and she bought herself a piñata. There's grainy CCTV footage from outside the shop. Appears to show Ariana arriving there in a white fur coat. Should they get that all the time in that shop, I'd say. White fur coated pop stars arriving in. She'd been wearing a similar coat when she was gallivanting around Dublin city centre earlier in the day. She had two sold out shows at the Three Arena on Sunday and Monday. Is this Ariana? Is she the same one who does a great imitation of Celine Dion? Oh yeah, we might try and find that. And yeah, that's good because I've seen that. That's really funny. She's a really good mimic. Andrew Scott, who we all like, tells us that. Well, he doesn't tell us anything, but I'm told today that he's going to be playing the talented Mr. Ripley. How about that? That's a great piece of casting, Ripley. Will be done by Showtime and received a straight-to-series order of 8 episodes after the writer-director Stephen Zalian sparked a bidding war when he first took the project. I've read the book and, indeed, I have watched that marvellous film with Jude Law and Matt Damon And it is, and actually Gwyneth Paltrow is very good in it. That is a great film. If you haven't seen that for ages, but Andrew Scott as Ripley, perfect casting, wonderful. And Kevin Kilbane, football legend, according to Barry Moran in the Irish Sun, Kevin Kilbane will lace up his skates to take part in this year's Dancing on Ice. So good on him. The former midfielder, nicknamed Killer, is the latest sleb to join the hit reality show, admitting it's a massive challenge for him. Capped 110 times for the boys in green, he joins Michael Barrymore, crikey, and Maura Higgins on the series. And the ex-Everton star confessed he's been taking it easy since hanging up his boots in 2012 while also embarking on a successful punditry career. Why am I even bothering reading what he has to say? I'll be talking to him tomorrow night in the Late Late Show. See you tomorrow, Kevin. He'll be joining us. So stay tuned for that. We'll get all the update live on the TV. Now, in other news, there are lots of little bits and pieces, but the papers are all, both Irish and British, and indeed American. They all love stories to do with Meghan Markle. And Meghan Markle is in the paper today because she was in Cape Town with her husband and the baby, and they met Archbishop Desmond Tutu. And the reason I'm mentioning the story is because she describes the baby with a word that I just always find peculiar, that people always say this about their babies, or somebody will look at the baby and go, ah, he's a terrible flirt. I that drives me mad. Not really crazy mad. Like, I'm not going to, you know, go off the boil. I'm not going to, you know, it's not a game changer or a deal breaker or anything like that. But the headline is Flirty Archie Charms Tutu on World Debut. Beautiful child, of course. Duchess of Sussex said yesterday that her son Archie likes to flirt. I just don't like putting words like that in baby. And good word of the day comes from a piece by Maeve McGrath in the Irish Independent Style Lifestyle section. And it's a piece about how the royals dress the women, not the men. The men are always very dapper, generally speaking. I think Prince Charles has a great line in suits. But there's a picture of Diana, Kate, Meghan and the Queen. And essentially, Maeve McGrath is saying that there's a common thread from the Queen to Princess Diana. The leading ladies of the British monarchy have diplomatic dressing down to a fine art. So that's a little two-page spread on that. But it's the word I liked, which was how Meghan mastered the royal tordrobe. A tordrobe. Does that make sense? Because you do pack a bag specifically for where you're going, whether that's the Aran Islands, Connemara, Kerry, Donegal, New York, London. You have to have your own tordrobe. I like that word. Beyonce is there as well, because they have a child called Blue Ivy. That's one of their children, Beyonce and Jay-Z together. And the baby, Blue Ivy isn't a baby anymore. She's probably a little bit older than that. She's 7, in fact. And what happened was, there's a company, a wedding planner, whose company was called Blue Ivy. And Beyonce said, hang on a second, I've got Blue Ivy. And the company said, yeah, but you don't own Blue Ivy. It's not a thing. She goes, oh, it is. So she's going to now trademark her daughter and the name. She says, on the basis that she is a cultural icon. My daughter, she said, is a cultural icon. And I own that name. And I don't want every Billy and Jack running around changing the name of their hardware shop in Crumlin to Blue Ivy. Blue Ivy of Crumlin. No, it's my child. She's a mini style star and has been celebrated for her fashion moments, and her life and activities are followed extensively by the media and the public. These are in court documents. The opposition, which claims that consumers are likely to be confused between a boutique wedding event planning business and Blue Ivy Carter, her baby, the daughter of two of the most famous performers in the world, is frivolous and should be refused in its entirety. So off they go. Big row. Patenting your daughter. My Alexa, says Alan, is being activated every time Ryan says, Alexa! Every time, isn't it? That must be really annoying every time I say, Alexa! Alexa, says the text, can also hear your conversations. Yeah, there is that sort of reds under the bed thing that we're all being listened to by these devices. And I don't know a person who doesn't now cover up the camera on their laptop with a bit of sellotape or something, because they're looking at you. They're hearing you. I don't know who they are. They must have enormous amounts of time on their hands. But they're doing it. Ryan, stop shouting, Alexa! My Alexa keeps pausing and waiting for an instruction from you. Sorry about that, but that's the way it is. That's how they work. For history or drama lovers, says a text, World War II news series, Sunday, BBC 9 p.m, World on Fire, set in four countries, inspired by the famous documentary series, The World at War. What a great series that was. Wasn't that Laurence Olivier doing the voiceover for that? Yeah, I remember that. Thanks for that, Helen. Preview last night, great reviews. Okay, I'll get busy recording. Our old friend Tom in Rosslare. Good morning, Tom. Says, I love the idea of Anthony Hopkins voicing Alexa, but only if, when you ask him the location of a restaurant, he ends, don't forget the Chianti. And on it goes. It's not disgusting noise. I'll never do it again, I promise. But just, it's the nature. I'm offering a profile of Buffalo Bill. Onwards. RTMW's socks. Art, that's Megan, is it? Megan's baby. His socks are too small for him and it's driving me mad. Let's have a look. Well, how did you spot that? Onwards. I'm 60 years old, says the text. I have had Alexa for approximately 3 years. And it's super convenient. Let's say very convenient. The most regular questions are about weather and general knowledge. It uses Wikipedia. Well, see, now you've lost me because I don't trust Wikipedia. Wikipedia is full of holes and lies and mistruths. And the facts are very often wrong. So you've lost me. Damn. But anyway, playing music and lastly, news summaries from Ireland. Having used it for 3 years, I have no longer concerns about AI because I find it very finicky. If you don't ask a question the right way, you don't get an answer. Also, it can't deal with more than one person talking. The technology is driving me around the twist. It's 9:15 and in a few minutes' time, I'll be talking to one of my favourite writers, Mr. Ian McEwan, who's written a novella on... It was a satire based on Brexit. And after last night's shenanigans in the Mother of God and Mother of Parliaments, he will have plenty to say on that subject as he joins us live on the programme this morning. Yellow, don't bring me down. I just couldn't handle walking around the house shouting Alexa at some strange machine contraption. You can rename it, says a text, to computer. So it's like Star Trek. And when I'm watching The Next Generation, Data always says, computer, and it sets it off. Engage. Make it so. I could try that. I could Picard my way through the house. Delighted with myself. On the Alexa thing, you should look up Tadhg Fleming from Catchem Derry fame. He does hilarious things with Alexa, or as he likes to call her, Alepsa, says Denise. And y'all, right, thank you. I spoke to her in Irish, to Alexa, over FaceTime, off my head, when my daughter was in Dubai. Good Lord. Needless to say, I was kind of confused at it, didn't you though? Another says, I just started watching Peaky Blinders, Series 1, Episode 1. Never saw it before. Are you jealous? Yes. Yes. Yes, I am. I'd love to. Actually, I downloaded the full, because I don't have the box, the DVD's kind of gone. But the full box set, one of my favourites of all time, which is Band of Brothers, which I haven't seen for ages. And I thought, you know what? Autumn, winter 2019. I'm in, just in case. But mind you, there's good stuff on the television, generally speaking. So I don't really need it, but it's there as a go-to. So good. Kate in Santry says, just wondering, do you still have your Nokia? No. Or have you gone back to your smartphone? I went back to my smartphone ages ago. What I did do, though, was I just didn't go on everything. I erased loads of apps. So it's I'm not on it as much as I was. Put it that way. The parking app is just a godsend. I just love that one. If you're not on it, just get it, because that business of going around looking for scraps of paper and a few coins, that's the business. I love that. And the navigation thing is really handy with the map. Love that one to get you places. That's good. But that's about it, really. I don't really use it for anything else. So a phone call, strangely, the odd time. But call me old-fashioned, but I like to talk on the phone sometimes. Now, the British Parliament has been totally humiliated and recovery is now virtually impossible. Yeah, there was a tweet from, I have it here in front of me, from Jon Snow, a great fine newscaster on Channel 4. And he sent out a tweet last night because he was so taken aback by it. He says, in all my 45 years of reporting, I cannot remember a more chaotic, divided and disturbing period in British politics. So, and it does feel that way, doesn't it? Watching over the water and in them. And it's they're in some state altogether. We'll talk to Ian McEwan about that shortly. It's now 9:22.